Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
I just did a thing online, and by accident, I confirmed an order that I don't want. I was doing one thing, and then it came up as an added gift or whatever, but I don't want it.
Okay, yes, sir. Can I have your zip code, please, to pull up your name?
92223.
Yes, sir. And your first and last name, please?
Richard Pelicano.
Yes, sir. And just for verification purposes only, your address is 135.
To Harris Creek.
Thank you. Okay, and I do see today where it tells you you want a Dyson vacuum. And it signed you up for a subscription to a meal plan. And what had happened was, at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions. And it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest. And within that contest entry, it came with a subscription to a meal plan. And the meal plan is an app that you can download on your phone. It's got recipe guides to eat better and to feel better. And it's got guides to making better food choices for your health. It can be reduced from its original price to just $20 a month. But yes, sir, that's what happened.
I do not want it.
Yes, sir. Just give me just a second. I'll get you a cancellation of it.
And they won't take that money out, right?
Yes, sir. They have took the money, and I'm not able to process a refund. You might can go through your bank since they're still pending.
Yo, can I talk to a manager then?
Yes, sir. I do apologize, but we all fall behind the same protocol. They won't be able to process the refund as well.
Well, why not?
I
did this 3 minutes ago.
Yes, sir. And yes, sir, I do understand that it's just recently when you just did it, not even a whole hour.
It's been less than 5 minutes. As soon as I realized what I did, I got on the phone with you.
Yes, sir. And with the terms and the conditions that was at the bottom of the page, I know it was in the fine print.
There wasn't anything at the bottom of the page. It just came up with like a coupon for the thing, and I hit finish order. I didn't realize that it was finishing an order for this diet plan. I thought I was finishing the order for the Dyson vacuum.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you was placing a contest with a Dyson vacuum, but it also signed you up with this meal plan due to the terms.
And I don't want it. And if I have to, I'll call my bank and tell them not to pay it.
Yes,
but
sir.
You guys should be able to stop and refund that money.
Yes, sir. I'm not able to process. We're not able to process the refund, no, sir. Your bank probably can stop it due to it when it's still processing. It still just happened. I do have a cancellation number to let you know that this won't happen again.
Well, no, I'm going to take the cancellation number, and then I would still like to talk to a manager. Because excuse my language, it's bullshit that you guys can't stop it because you really haven't taken the money yet. All you've done is secured it. The money hasn't come out of my account yet. It will take 2-3 days for that to go through, and they should be able to reverse it.
Yes, sir.
But I'll take the confirmation number.
It's C as in Charlie. 920.
Hold on a second.
Okay, yes, sir. Take your time.
C. 920.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
142-491.
And I'm not really bitching at you. I am, but I'm not. I understand you're just doing your job. It's just they should make it where you guys can refund that money if somebody calls like immediately. You know what I mean? If I was 3 days down the road and I called, then I can understand it. But, I mean, I called immediately.
Yes, sir, and I do see where this just happened, like recently just happened, but we're not able to process the refund due to the terms and conditions that made it valid. If it didn't go through your bank to say that it was a valid charge, I would be more than happy to refund you. But it's 3D verified, meaning it processed through your bank over. With that meaning you have a your fraud protection allowed it to go through, sir.
Can I speak with the manager, please?
Yes, sir. Just give me just a second.
Sure.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm almost through. I'm just getting this information for you. I'm just getting the information ready to transfer it over. Okay, yes, sir. I thank you for calling customer support. A manager will be with you in just a second. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be nasty with you.
You're fine. I'll be upset about my money as well. I do understand. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.